Who would win in a fight, an elephant or a forklift driver? Would you rather wake up randomly in the catacombs, a raft, at sea, or in the middle of the jungle? Who would you rather have your back in a bar fight, Shrek, the Kool-Aid Man, or Taylor Swift?
Welcome to Barcast Comedy, where semi-pro comedians Zach and Old School Kurt answer the craziest questions on the internet at random dive bars across America. No Old School Kurt today, but I am joined with stand-up comic Alan Bromwell.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So let's just dive right into this. No long intros here. First question is, have you ever been in a bar fight?
Have I ever been in a bar fight? Yeah, a couple.
What's your record?
I guess I lost. I don't know. The last big fight I got into was I was trying to get back into a bar where I had left my woman and my friend. And I was all f***ed up on drugs, and they did not want me there anymore. And there were many people coming at me who I was just trying to...
You got a group chasing you down?
Yeah.
What did you do to piss them off, the many people?
Well, to tell you the truth, I had... this was a crazy one. This was like in the middle of the lockdown, so nobody was going out. And then suddenly there's a New Year's party, and everyone's doing all the drugs. So this was like a bunch of guys doing ketamine and stuff. But I showed up, and I was rolling. They're sitting on the couch locked, and I'm trying to kiss their girlfriends and dance with them. And
they did not like that.
I mean, I got away with it for 4 or 5 hours, but eventually...
Oh, that's a pretty good time. Quit while you're ahead after like 2 hours.
Yeah, if I were smarter, I could have left many times. And I think they had kicked me out a couple times, and I kept saying, let me just grab my beer, let me just grab my jacket, and I kept coming up with excuses to come back in. This was the last straw.
Yeah. All right, who would you rather have your back in a bar fight? Shrek, Taylor Swift, or the Kool-Aid Man?
Gotta be the Kool-Aid Man. Kool-Aid. I mean, that dude seems like he could fucking brawl. That guy could...
Could you imagine him coming through the wall when a fight happens? Oh, yeah.
I can imagine him while I'm outside a bar fucking coming through.
Yeah, and he's your escape outlet, too. If things go sideways, you're just out the wall.
I would just like to know the Kool-Aid Man in general of those people. Shrek would also probably be a great brawler.
Yeah, you're like, I just want to get a beer with Kool-Aid Man, party with him.
Taylor Swift is just, why would you pick that? Because you figure she's got connections. Yeah.
She's probably got a bunch of armed security guards there.
Right.
Or a bunch of Swifties protecting you.
Yeah.
That's what you
all
need.
Her fans come.
That's an army. Yeah, you got hundreds. It's like a zombie apocalypse coming at you. All right, with a baseball bat, how many Swifties do you think you could take in a fight?
With a baseball bat?
Yeah, they're coming at you.
Probably all of them. I think I could take all 200 million of them.
I saw she was got caught going into a restaurant, and the whole restaurant just swarmed, just people.
Oh, my God.
Sides of it. Hundreds of people. They had helicopters and everything trying to get her out.
That's got to be uncomfortable, that level of fame.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That's also probably the best, but...
True.
You literally have to plan your whole life. Like, you have to have an entourage to do anything. I don't think you could do anything normal.
Yeah. Like, I saw who is a Lionel Messi, has a security guard for some tournament he was in, and he's just following him up and down the field while the game's playing. He's, like, on the sideline walking down and forth just in case anybody tries to run on. He's ready to go.
That's crazy. I heard that Eddie Murphy back in the day had a serious entourage because when he was that big.
What would it take for Mickey Mouse to drop the F-bomb?
It's just, he's just got to get a deal with another network. It's just Disney's the problem. If he could just get hooked up with Adult Swim. And I'm sure you've seen the, like, you know, there's plenty of places on the internet you could see Mickey doing unsavory things.
That is true.
Rule34.com or whatever. This is a dad joke for you. My stepdad told me when I was a kid, he goes, Mickey and Minnie are in divorce court, and the judge says... is presenting the case, and he says, and the reason for the divorce is insanity. Mickey says, I didn't say she was insane. I said she was fucking goofy. I've never heard it work before, so thank you.
All my most popular clips are dad jokes, knock-knock jokes.
Oh, I didn't know
for
that.
For some reason, it does better than anything else I do. I'm like, I don't even know why I come up with original stuff.
All right, well, I'll see if I can remember anymore.
All right, would you rather be stuck in The Hunger Games, Jurassic Park, or Saw, the movie?
Hunger Games, Jurassic Park, or Saw? What? I don't even know. I never saw Hunger Games, but I think I know what it is. I'd probably pick Jurassic Park regardless.
Yeah.
Because I think I'd rather, like, to be eaten by a dinosaur, I don't know if that would even be that bad.
That'd be a cool death if you're going to go out. That'd be the way to do it.
Yeah. That's like Hemingway, wanting to go just go out in Africa and get devoured.
It's Hunger Games. I mean, you're just in a battle royale.
So the idea with the Hunger Games is...
Everybody's poor, and they just, like, pick one person from each state, and they're like, all right. Fight to the death, and whatever state person wins, they give that state more food.
Okay. I don't want to fight human beings or die to the hand of human beings.
Yeah, and then Saw, I mean, that's just a terrible one.
Yeah, I remember the fucking scene where she has to jump through there's like a pool full of syringes. that they had the key. There's a key at the bottom of a like pool full of needles. Yeah. I hated those movies.
Yeah, I could never do that. I would just rather die. Just wait.
Do you like that kind of, like, I don't understand the appeal of that type of movie. There was that one, and then there was the one that people were vomiting in the theaters that came out at the same time.
Human Centipede?
That was one of them, too.
Another good one, too, I saw on Twitter today. It was a story about the Marines when they captured Saddam Hussein. They had tortured him, and they were playing South Park, the movie. They would play it on repeat for him. Just nonstop, because, you know, in the movie, he's Satan's gay boyfriend.
Yeah, but he's the top. He's also the top, though. It's not that embarrassing.
Yeah, so if you had kidnapped Saddam Hussein or somebody, what movie would you play to torture him?
If I had kidnapped Saddam Hussein, probably Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider?
Ghost Rider is probably the worst movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I would just play him a really bad movie to make him not want to be alive. The Notebook, maybe.
I was thinking like a musical like Frozen or High School Musical. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you'd go insane. Just have to watch a Disney movie over and over again, which is what kids do, by the way. When my mom told me that I just watched Lion King on repeat for hours. Yeah. I don't know what effect that had on me.
What was it? Oh, another weird movie I saw, too, speaking of shitty movies. I saw this one. It was with Keanu Reeves called Knock Knock. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Never heard of that.
It's a horror movie starring Keanu Reeves, basically produced by him. But basically what it is his family goes out of town, and then he's at the house alone working, and these two hot girls show up at the house and like, our car broke down. Can we come in and, like, use your phone? And he lets them in, and then they, like, drug him and rape him.
Oh, whoa.
And then they, like, dig a hole and put him in the backyard, and they're like, we're going to tell your wife everything. Here's a video of everything we did to you.
Wow.
And we ruined your relationship. And I'm just like, this does not seem like very much of a horror movie.
That would happen to Keanu Reeves. He's too cool a guy. You're going to get fucked over.
I just want to hear his idea for the movie. He's like, all right, guys, hear me out. Great movie. Two hot girls. They rape me. And I don't like it at all, though.
It's unsavory for me the whole time.
Yeah.
They're attractive?
Yeah. It was interesting. But I was like, even too, I'm like, his wife's not going to leave him when they see, like, the tape of him getting...
When you hear about a guy getting raped, it's like, it's always like, can I see a picture?
Yeah.
That's the first question.
That's like always every time you hear, like, a teacher-student thing, you're like, hold on, let's see.
No, exactly. And everyone, like, sometimes people try to make that into a point of they're abusing these, like, no one really in their gut feels that that's what's happening.
Yeah.
You just helped this kid considerably in life, and
he's going to tell that story forever.
You know, women are just looked down on a woman doing that because I had to pick from these 30 and 40 year olds. I couldn't just groom one out of a set of like, because it's a female fantasy to see like the talent pool of the next generation. And she's like, I can see what he's working with. Let me teach him everything.
Yeah. Do you have any hometown scandals? Or, like, what's your high school story? Like that everybody always goes back to, talks about.
My high school is like taboo to even say around here, which was Cherry Creek.
Oh, okay.
And I'm trying to think of a good scandal. I mean, there were some deaths that people always talk about. A couple suicides that nobody ever got over. And the people at Creek thought they were the popular kids there. Really, it was felt like royalty. Like those. That's when we get back together. We're like, have you seen? We'll bring it. Whatever happened to Adam Lyle, Michael, you know, like, and people will talk about these names as though they're like actual
people they know,
people of import.
Yeah, no, for my high school, probably the only big story is for a prank the seniors did one year. They carved a freshman suck into the soccer field.
Okay.
But I don't know what they did to carve it. They carved that thing like 6 inches into the ground. Like they took like a pickaxe and like,
oh wow,
at night and just like carved, destroyed the whole field.
We would do pranks at the end of the year. There'd be a senior prank. My year, it was they locked the parking lot. Like everyone had gotten into this lot to park for school, and then there's a gate that they locked so nobody could
get out. So they just locked the gate and everybody's stuck. That's not bad. Yeah, that freshman suck was the last one for our high school, and they wouldn't let my seniors do it. They're like, anybody does anything, no more. This is
they're trying to get rid of
gone
that shit.
Too far. Yeah. And then one of my friends worked at Bonefish Grill, and the manager of the GM of that location was the kid who did it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We were like, hey.
I tried to get a job at Bonefish Grill. They did not like me.
No.
I remember they had a long 20-page personality test to get a job as a fucking server for Bonefish Grill. And I'm going through this thing like, and then they never called me back. I was like, this is fucking crazy, man. I don't have the right personality to work at Bonefish fucking Grill.
They're just not Bonefish material.
I guess that's good.
I applied to work at Sears and they had me play a Sims game. And like you walked around as an employee and literally had to help customers.
You played like the actual Sims or it was like a Sears specific?
It was like specific for Sears. They developed their own Sims game where you could walk around a store
what?
And help customers.
This is why Sears is going out of business. They're spending their money on video game development.
I was like, I'm not even going to get the job. I'm just going to keep playing the game, live
in
this world.
Insane. I've heard about like, you know, like military training, like they have these things that then become Halo or whatever.
Sears, they need the best salesman out there.
That's insane. That
that's
they,
what they do.
They created, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, and then I applied for it, and then they were like, all right, you got to take a drug test. And I was like, okay, well, I didn't want the job because it was all commission-based, too, for sales. I was like, nobody shops at Sears. So I wasn't going to take it. And they're like, all right, you got to take a drug test, and you can come in. They're like, actually, tell you what, you got the job, because I didn't reply to them. A week later, like, tell you what, you got the job. You don't need to take a drug test. Just come on in.
That's a good move.
And then, like, a week later again, they're like, come on, are you going to come fill out the paperwork to get this job? I was like, if I wait another month or two, like, I'm going to be the manager. Next thing you know, they're like, tell you what, you take the company and all the debt. It's
power
yours now.
Move. Don't respond. Show that you don't need it.
All right, who do you think would win in a fight? An elephant or a forklift driver? He gets his forklift.
He gets his forklift? Wow. I feel like I've never seen elephants fight. Like, how does this start? Because if the elephant knows, like, is it the forklift guy gets to just go get the first shot on an elephant?
I was going to say a grass field, but let's give the forklift driver home field. So it's in a warehouse.
Yeah.
And there, it's like a boxing match.
I don't know. An elephant in a warehouse?
Yeah. And they're in opposite corners, pretty much just charging at each other.
I would give it to the forklift in a warehouse because he can navigate and the elephant can't.
True, yeah.
In the elephant's environment, obviously the forklift is useless.
Yeah.
And that guy's getting fucked up. Yeah, it's all environment. That one's all environment.
Yeah, I would say that too.
How do you fuck somebody up with a forklift though?
I don't know. I imagine you just drive at him,
lift
like,
him up really high
with
and drop him.
Yeah, just drop him.
Drop him off a ledge.
Yeah.
Forklift is not really a great gladiator. Although I will say, when you watch BattleBots, all of them have some sort of wedge now to get under the other one. That's like the whole thing is trying to flip
I was
them.
Watching one on TikTok today, and it flew. They made it like a hover. It literally flew.
Whoa.
And it had a flamethrower, and it was just shooting flames.
Oh, that's a new generation of shit.
But then it lost because they had like a timeout or something you can do. I don't know. During BattleBots.
So now they're going to be allowed to fly.
That's crazy. Yeah, the person taped a stick to the back of their BattleBot, and they just like... We're just driving around with the stick, and it eventually went under the blade.
Really?
And it broke the flamethrower one flying. I was impressed, but it really didn't do much.
Yeah, I've never seen... The flamethrower seems like... What, are you going to melt a robot?
That's what I was wondering.
I guess you were hoping to melt some circuitry so that something doesn't work.
You just really go at it.
Those things are getting crazy. Those BattleBots. People are serious about that.
Yeah, I remember playing... I had a video game of that on the PlayStation 2.
I remember that.
Play. It was awesome.
I remember that, yeah. In the old days, there were all kinds of crazy BattleBots, and now, I mean, I've never heard of this hover flamethrower one, but when you watch, the last time I watched, there's really only a couple of different types now. Basically, they all have some sort of spinning thing that's trying to fuck up your undercarriage, and then they're trying to flip you over.
Yeah, that or you got like a giant axe. They just like come down on you.
Which I always see, the ones with the hammer, you're like, even when it hits, you're like, what the fuck? That didn't do anything.
I don't understand why it's a hammer, too. Why would you not make it sharp and, like, spear that thing?
Right.
All right, where would you rather wake up randomly? You wake up in the catacombs of Paris? You wake up at a raft in the middle of the sea? Or in the middle of the jungle? And you have no clue where you are?
I think I would say jungle because I don't really know that much about the catacombs. Like, I don't know how elaborate that is and how hard it would be to navigate, but I feel like jungle.
You're closest to probably civilization maybe getting out, but it's probably the scariest.
Jungle seems like you could figure some shit out. Like, you might be in danger, but you could get used to it.
Yeah.
Though, if you just at sea, that could be any... Like, there's no way of knowing.
Yeah, you're just... There's nothing to do either. You're just stuck on a raft.
Right. Yeah, that's terrible. That's definitely the worst one.
Yeah, actually, that's definitely the worst. Yeah. Jungle, at least you die to an animal, maybe.
Yeah,
or you find food.
Again, get devoured like
Hemingway.
You live
a new life out there.
I'll do it. Or maybe the suicide forest. But I think there's probably markings on how to get out of that. Yeah. Actually, I don't know. Maybe there's not.
I don't know. Maybe Jake Paul will come and save you. Or Logan Paul. I
wonder if you get cell service in the suicide forest.
Yeah.
You can get on Google Maps.
Yeah. All right. You get teleported into the year 2030 for 10 minutes. What are you looking up on Google?
Okay. I get teleported into 2030. Oh, all the crypto prices first. I want to figure out which crypto makes it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go definitely, how am I going to be a billionaire?
Yeah, I was thinking sports bets. I'm just like, who's the Super Bowl winners?
That's good, too. That's good too. But how much can you really make on a? I guess if you go to Vegas with a briefcase full of cash. But
yeah.
It's just suspicious though. That's the sort of thing where you feel like the casino could be like.
Like, hold on.
Yeah. Investigate you or not pay it. But yeah, man. I mean, if I had known, like, you want to look at stocks and crypto, obviously. Like, some of them are going to make it. Yeah. You know. So there's going to be some digital currency. It's just a question of what
it is. Yeah, which one it is. Yeah, that makes sense. I guess mostly for the Super Bowl is, you know, I'm just really looking to see if my Broncos won. And then I forget. I'm like, fuck, the Broncos didn't win any.
It happened at the end of Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh, yeah, he goes back in time.
Yeah, and he, like, bought Google stock or
yeah,
Apple
it's like
stock
Lugal, or he calls it, changes it to.
Lugal, yeah, yeah.
What was the first joke you wrote when you wanted to become a comedian or thought about doing stand-up?
I remember it pretty vividly because it was years before I ever tried it, and I was sitting on a bus in Boulder, and was trying to write one-liners, like Hedberg style, and the joke was, my girlfriend told me she didn't want to be tied down anymore, and I couldn't hear her through the ball gag, which was my first, which I still do once in a while. Yeah. I'll tell it a little differently than that, but like, it's a type of joke that upsets people, so it was right in my vein. Like, it's a one-liner that is upsetting.
Yeah. Do you have any good Uber stories or any crazy Uber experiences?
I don't remember most times I get an Uber.
Fair enough.
I'll tell you this. I went, like, I just recently got the app. I sort of prided myself on not having Uber, and somebody else always had to get it, and then
finally caved.
Yeah, eventually I needed to get a girl out of my house, and I'll get you a ride.
Just get her one of those Lime scooters.
Yeah.
Have you done those things?
Yes. Yes, I like those.
Those things are awesome.
They're pretty great.
I can't believe they just let any drunk on them.
Yeah, and they're honestly, even with the limiters, they're still pretty fast.
Yeah, they get going way too fast. I'm like, this is
I want to take one of those on a skate park and just fuck myself up on a Lime scooter.
That would be lit. The first week, like the first month they had them in Denver, me and my friends were riding them around town, and they didn't have the like brakes on them. So you could
they
just ride
didn't
it like
have
a
brakes
well,
on
like,
them?
To like when you didn't pay. So you could just like roll around on it like a normal scooter.
Oh, I see.
It didn't so like lock. Yeah, it didn't lock. So we just took it and we were just riding it up and down the light rail at like 3 a.m. And we're just riding scooters on. They were like, "This is crazy. They just give scooters."
That was it. Must have been a great era before they figured that out. Now you can't even fucking operate a shopping cart at King Supers without the goddamn thing seizing up.
Yeah, it was like my cousin. He went to UGA. Georgia Bulldogs campus, and they had those scooters there, and they got tired of them, the campus being everywhere, so they locked them all up, and we're going to make Lyft or whatever, Bird, pay for them to get them back, and they were like, tell you what, instead, Bird, the next day just dropped off 200 more scooters on the campus, rather than paying for the ones that were in.
These guys are geniuses. I mean, the way that...
Where are you going to lock those ones up?
They literally spamming their product everywhere. They just don't care. It's really amazing. That's the future of how it's going to be. Like, there can't be laws for the new shit. You just come up with a new like concept and just put it everywhere, and then the legislature will be for decades trying to figure it out. Yeah.
All right. Choose your cursed superpower. You get the superpower, but it also comes with a curse. You can fly, but every time you fly, you always forget something. It's like you'll forget your wallet, your car keys. I don't know.
Oh,
maybe
like
your
something
shoes.
You need.
Yeah, something you need.
Okay, not just like your mother-in-law's.
You just forgot your name. You can teleport, but every time you teleport, you have to like eat a live bug. So you got to eat like a caterpillar or like a ladybug, and then you can teleport wherever you want.
Okay.
Or you can read people's minds, but you have to lick a shoe to be able to do it.
Okay, read people's minds is not that interesting. I would say... Flying just seems so fun. Like, that's really the best dreams I have are flying.
Yeah.
Teleporting is probably the most useful. I think I would fly. But it's always something crucial that you forget.
It's just something like for where you're going, you know?
That you need.
Yeah, something you need.
You forget something
day.
That you need. That's a really good one because that sucks.
It's a big pain in the ass. But
and the eating a bug is nothing. Like, yeah. I'll eat a cockroach to teleport. I don't give a fuck about that, but. I mean, probably in the way you phrase it, I have to pick teleport, but I want to fly.
Yeah, the flying, I mean, I guess it's just like, it's already maybe just like a stoner, just already getting high. I always forget something every time I go somewhere. I always have to go back in the house to get
what
something.
Do you really need, though, if you can fly? What is there that you actually need?
True.
Your wallet, like, do you need your wallet? You can fly. What do I need my wallet for?
Oh, I forgot my shoes. Oh, well. I'm flying.
Yeah, I'll fly somewhere and get a new one.
Reading minds would be cool. I just have no interest in looking at a shoe. It's not worth it.
I'm egotistical enough to think I can tell what people are thinking sometimes anyway, and I don't, you know. To me, that's like, it's a cool party trick, I guess.
Give me your shoe. You're thinking of...
You have to lick the shoe of the person whose mind you're going to read?
You just gotta lick the shoe of a person, and then you can read one person's mind every time you lick a shoe. One mind per shoe.
I don't think you want to know what people are thinking about.
Yeah. This next one's another good one. All right. Would you rather trade your dominant hand thumb for $5,000 and it just magically disappears overnight, or you get $10 million? but you have to cut it off with a pair of scissors, and you don't get pain pills.
Whoa. $10
million? $10 million, and you get the money right away, so you can go to the doctors and pay to get yourself patched up. But you can't keep the thumb.
The problem is it's doing it yourself because you there's a thing where this, as I'm squeezing it, this one is telling this one to stop. Yeah, nah. So if I had some sort of like somebody else.
Do it maybe.
Yeah. And if you could just shear it off. But yeah, if you have to go through the motion of doing it to yourself, fucking A.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that. I'd probably just take the 5K.
I think I would try to get the 10 million. That's insane though. That's really fucking insane.
Yeah.
Did you ever see something called BME Pain Olympics?
BME, no.
There was this crazy video also sometimes called the German Pain Olympics where it was like these guys who were doing these, I don't know if they were on heroin or what, or if they're just freaks, but they were doing the most painful things you could do. And that was like, I watched, there's like these guys who took a utility blade and just cut like the fingers on the table and just took a utility blade and cut their fingertips off.
Oh my God. It's
similar to what you're talking about. Yeah, it was the most jarring part. And then obviously there's all kinds of stuff fucking up your dick and vagina that was unsettling to watch. This was one of those like...
Was it like a website?
One of those like two girls, one cup type of things.
I think I've seen that before because we did this website called Run the Gauntlet and the videos just would get more fucked up and fucked up. And oh my God, some of the stuff.
I don't even want to know now because the generation we're talking about of doing that, it was like there were like 10 of them maybe. Uh-huh. Now God knows what's out there.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Here's another good question. This one ain't on my list, but bringing up two girls, one cup. Would you rather
everybody... Which I always do. Every interview I try to.
Yeah. Would you rather everybody mistakenly thinks you're the person in two girls, one cup, or everybody thinks you're a witch? So like, you know, they're constantly going to try want to drown you. So
I would pick two girls, one cup. I think that's a funny type of infamy.
It's a claim to fame.
People would buy you a drink for that. People would want to get your picture.
Guys would definitely at the bar be like, dude, I got to get a photo with you.
How did you do it? Well, it was just chocolate soft serve. It wasn't actual.
Yeah, it's much better than like, you know, like having some crazy lady like witch trying to drown you, chase you out. You're like, all right, I got to go.
Do not like witches, if I could reiterate.
Do you have any good poop stories? The last like three or four guests we've had have been on a roll. Pooped pants, I don't know. Pooped in a skee ball machine.
Oh, I don't know if this is a good story. I went through a period of time where I was getting into crack cocaine and I was hanging out at a pool with some friends and just decided immediately that I needed a shit and just went and like we snuck into a pool and I just like it's one of those things where you get that hit or you take a line or whatever, however you do cocaine, where I just had to go immediately and I was like, all right, I'm going over here and just shat in this neighborhood pool's like side area.
From in the water or above?
Just really slightly out of the water. It was, like I said, I'm not sure that's a good story, but that did happen.
So you were like feet in the water?
No, man. I mean, it was like, it was a yard from the pool, at least. At least. I just wonder what happened at that, like if it was in the newsletter. Because I'm looking, when I looked at it, I was like, that is definitely way more rancid than dog shit, what I just did. Like, someone's going to know, somehow someone will know that's not dog shit.
Only a person will know.
Somebody, you'll feel that's wrong what happened there.
I totally imagine somebody complaining on Nextdoor about that. Have you ever looked at Nextdoor for your neighborhood?
I don't. I have a friend who sends me stuff from it.
Yeah. See, has he found anything interesting?
It just seems like bickering and gossip to me. I mean, I'd never seen anything
for
that good
on it. For
the most
part, I downloaded it for mine. I just wanted to see one time, and it lived up to my very first post I saw, not even joking, was chupacabra sighting in my neighborhood, and it was a photo of a coyote. And the comments were, that's a coyote, that's a coyote, definitely a coyote. Like chupacabra.
There was a coyote in my neighborhood, and people, it was very interesting, because the thing was causing no harm to anyone. Yeah. Very sweet animal from my perception. Like, I saw this thing, and it made eye contact. It was very, like, almost friendly seeming, and people were losing their shit, like, thinking it's going to eat their kids. And this woman came up to me. She goes, did you see that wolf? I think it was a coyote. She goes, yeah, I don't like that. All right. Well, it's there. I think it's just an animal. It's probably okay.
It's going to run off if you go near it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's scared of you.
Yeah. Which nice vacation would you go on with bad consequences? You go on a vacation to Hawaii, but you get bit by a shark surfing. Or you go to Disneyland, but you get stuck on a roller coaster upside down for like an hour, and they got to fix it. Or you go to London, and you get hit by a double-decker bus.
That's the funniest one. I think so. Shark bite while scuba diving.
Shark bite stuck on a roller coaster upside down.
Stuck upside down would be horrible.
That's like a nightmare.
That could be like an injury. Like
yeah, I don't know how long you could survive upside down like that. But
bit by a shark to what extent?
It bites your leg off.
Bites your leg off. All right. Well,
you can get it reattached.
Now I'm doing the roller coaster.
It spits it out. You get it back, so you can reattach it. But it's definitely gone.
And tell me the last one again.
And then you just get hit by a bus, double decker bus, like walk across the street.
You might get a settlement.
True. That's right.
You can make like 500K that way.
Yeah. The other ones.
I had a friend who, speaking of witchcraft, years ago, who did a sigil, like a spell. Yeah. He cast a spell for $100,000. That's what he wanted. And months later, struck by a bus. His settlement was exactly $100,000.
God dang.
And the dude was like, all right, I'm going to Korea. He wanted to go to Korea.
Wow. You're like, can you curse me too?
I mean, it's that's careful what you wish for thing. It's like maybe specify how you'd like to get the money would be better.
Yeah. Funny Ouija board story too. Me and my friends, we bought a Ouija board and we'd always go mess around at our high school with it because the lights at our high school turn off at like a really oddly specific time, like 11:33 at night. All the lights, parking lot, school, baseball field, everything would go off. So we'd use the Ouija board at 11:30 p.m. We'd take a bunch of girls and we'd use it in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'd time it up and all everything. My friend would be looking at it and I'd be like, is there any spirits here? Do something. Show yourself. And all the lights would just go off. And everybody would lose their shit and start running. I was just great at perfect timing. Because my other friend didn't want to participate, so he'd have a phone just showing the time.
Yeah.
So I would just know.
That's awesome. That's really good. I wish it was all like, there are some crazy videos, especially of like these Japanese ghost hunters who have this, they'll like, they yell at their, it's, they show up in mirrors and they'll like, but you have to insult the ghost. This is some sort of cultural thing in Japan of how you get them to
come.
It's
like a rap battle.
You got to start beef.
Your mama's so fat.
And then they will show up in mirrors. And dude, I've seen these videos where it's like really unsightly gray, green faces showing up, frowning in these mirrors and people losing their, like, it's truly, truly jarring.
Oh, God. Have you had any haunted experiences?
I have not. I've sensed that there were things. I've heard noises that everyone heard, and we just all go, what the fuck was that? Yeah. And who knows what it was, but I've never actually seen something. I've just felt that there were things.
Yeah, I've never seen anything either, but like, you know, I just like, my work's supposed to be haunted, so I assume ghosts are real. Like,
your work is supposed to be haunted?
Everybody else has seen haunted things happening, so I'm like, yeah, they're real. They don't need to prove it to me.
Do you work at a haunted house, or are you talking about?
No, I work in downtown Denver.
Okay, but where is it that's supposed to be haunted?
Just the building is supposed to be haunted. It used to be like an old nightclub.
Oh, interesting.
People have had creepy stuff happen to them at my work.
I've even heard that said about the Comedy Works.
And I was just like, yeah, they're real. Don't need to prove it to me, ghost. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
Yeah, I think, and that's the reason why the Japanese thing of insulting the ghost, it's like, it's a vibration. Like, it's angry, it's like hostile. Yeah. And that's when they'll show up because that's the nature of their being. Yeah, and if you're chill.
They don't care.
Yeah, they're not trying to haunt Jesus.
Let's do one question with Old School Kurt. It'll be on screen here.
Oh, all right.
So we got a 30-second quiet break.
Great.
No, I'm just kidding.
Here's your one question from Old School Kurt. Choose your video game perk. Would you rather have infinite inventory, double jump, or 3 additional lives? Choose wisely.
I have these dreams where I have double jump, where I can like, and I'm not sure exactly what you mean by double jump, but I can, like, where you sort of like, you don't quite come down all that fast. You sort of like...
Yeah, it's like a video game, and then you jump again. You get a second jump while you're in midair. Right. Okay. So you're like halfway up in the air, and then boom, you get another jump.
Oh, that's what you mean by
jump
that.
Jump again.
Okay. Yeah. Double jumps seems fun.
3 lives, I don't know. That doesn't seem very good because
it's
like,
definitely better, but... Well, is it though? I don't know. Because
like, imagine you die of old age, and then you respawn, and then you just die of old age again.
Like Groundhog Day, that dude had infinite lives. Yeah. That wasn't fun.
True.
It was a nightmare.
Yeah, and I'm not doing much crazy stuff to where I need 3 lives, like... I'm not almost dying daily.
Well, and also, how does that work? Because let's say I get mangled by a double-decker bus. Now, how do I come back in a wheelchair?
You respawn back in your house. Same age that was
same
before.
Same age and physically intact?
Yeah.
Okay.
But so, like, you know, if you're, like, 80 years old and you die old age, you just die old age, like, 3 times.
Yeah. Double jump.
Yeah, you don't want the infinity inventory, though. I mean, that'd be pretty cool being able to pull out, like, a canoe, just, like...
Just being always able to pull out a canoe.
Yeah. Because, you know, canoes are very handy. I don't know why that was the first thing that came to my mind.
It's because it would impress people.
Canoe. They'd be like, all right, this guy's cool. He's got a canoe.
You do always wonder that with those inventory games. Like, it's insane the amount of stuff a person is holding. Just insane, the equipment. And
just to imagine them, what they're carrying.
Like Diablo or something like that. You're carrying around a bunch of, like, weapons.
Yeah.
And armor you're not wearing and shit. And it's just in your satchel.
Just in your backpack.
In your backpack, yeah, exactly.
Would you rather have the uncontrollable urge to chase squirrels, like a dog, you know? Every time you see a squirrel, you're just like, I'll be back. You gotta go chase it. Or every time you sneeze, you have to fight the closest person to you.
That's really obnoxious. That would be terrible.
They just, yeah, like, you sneeze, they're just like, fuck it, and they're just coming at you.
So squirrels, it's like every squirrel I gotta chase.
Yeah.
Or I gotta fight every person I sneeze near. I think the squirrel thing would be amusing to people. People would be like, that's, would think it's a funny bit. I don't want to have to fight everybody every time I sneeze. But you could, like, if you had to sneeze, then you could leave. You could exit the...
No, it's still the nearest person. Oh, so if they're farther away, they're coming at you from 100 yards away, from the middle of nowhere.
No, I'll do squirrels. I'll do squirrels.
That's
for
even
life.
That's scarier if nobody's close to you. You're just like, in the middle of the night, you sneeze and you're like...
It's coming.
Oh,
it's somewhere.
Shit.
Might be the next state over, but we're...
They're on their way.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, the squirrels, your friends would love that. Have a kick out of it. Be like, hey, Alan, squirrel.
Yeah, it's like the fucking Rob Schneider movie.
All right, last question here. Let's do.
How about what if you had the same reaction to dogs at vacuum cleaners?
At vacuum cleaners?
You're terrified of vacuum cleaners, and you have to jump up on the table and just stare at it until it turns off.
All right, choose your magical pet. You have a pet goldfish that allows you to also turn into a goldfish for 1 hour a day. And while you swim around with him, he tells you the most hilarious jokes.
Okay.
Or you have an eagle that brings you the finest foods of your choice. But occasionally, he'll sit on your shoulders and his nails dig into you really hard.
Okay.
Or you have a slimy swamp turtle that sleeps in your bed all the time, but he poops out gold nuggets.
I'm not really interested in the goldfish. I think the bald eagle, like delicacies from around the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do that. I would suffer I would get used to that.
Yeah, you would toughen it up.
Yeah. No, you'd like to have a bald eagle.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking dope.
Plus, you're like, I don't know, whatever food you want. You're like, I want some ribs or some, like, pasta from Italy.
Get me some fresh fish from fucking over there. Yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking too. I mean,
I would take the eagle if it could only just bring me fish.
Only fish.
Yes.
You would take it. So.
Yes. I think that would be great.
You're like, that'd be
worth it. I'd learn to make sushi, and I would be like, I would like some tuna right now.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking the goldfish, just because, I mean, there's really no drawbacks from him.
There's no drawbacks.
But, like, you know, we're just vibing.
It's just sort of humorous.
It's just my life, and I just get a bit chill with him.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Nickelodeon cartoon.
Then, the turtle, he's good. I guess.
Isn't that like aren't the goldfish in the Fairly Odd Parents?
Oh, yeah, they have a goldfish.
Is the goldfish the genie?
I can't remember what it is.
Oh, maybe it's just a talking goldfish?
I think it's just a talking goldfish.
Oh, right.
Maybe another fairy?
Yeah, well, this is all very Disney Channel-esque.
Yeah, very wholesome ending. Usually the questions get pretty bad. All right, that's been all for this episode of the Barcast. Don't forget to drop a like and subscribe. If you're listening on Spotify, check us out on YouTube as we're giving away a toaster at 10K.
Wow, a toaster?
Yeah, we're going to sign
the toaster.
Double toaster.
A double toaster.
Dual slices, and me and Kurt are going to sign it. Yep.
Wow.
And it may have flames on it. Tell them where to find you, Alan. Anything you want to shout out, it'll be linked down below and on screen.
I am on my website, alanbromwell.com. I'm Instagram, Alan Bromwell, and see me at Comedy Works.
Subscribe. Doo-doo-doo.